there's yet another facet of Ukraine's crisis. Simple Solutions provide gospel opportunities in Mexico. And ever wondered what a kid's game show looks like in the Middle East? Wonder no more. We'll explain on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Coming out of Easter weekend, tensions remain high in Ukraine. But Slavic Gospel Association President Bob Provost is focusing on a crisis within the crisis.
The churches in Ukraine are caring for a huge number of refugees from Crimea.
Thousands of ethnic Tatars fled Crimea when Russia annexed the region in March. Provost says an SGA-supported church in central Ukraine is hosting a large number of Tatar refugees in their Bible college dorm.
It's costing the church about $1,000 a week to feed them, and they're starting to run out of capacity to do that. The main concern that the evangelical leaders in Ukraine have is for help in coming alongside the many refugees and seizing the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
Keep praying for the situation in Ukraine. Ask the Lord to strengthen and encourage his followers. Next, Algeria's President Bouteflika is embarking on his fourth term. The 77-year-old was re-elected last week. According to World Watch Monitor, even before the elections, Algerians expressed concern about his ability to run the country. In 2013, Bouteflika suffered a stroke and is rarely seen in public. During a previous term, the president placed restrictions on Christians, asked God to remove these restrictions, and caused the gospel to flourish despite Islamic prominence. This is Mission Network News. A unique group of creative outreach workers are using their abilities to share God's work, talk about needs, and engage communities in Southeast Asia. It's called ComNet, an outreach of pioneers. Jason works with ComNet in Thailand.
We have a sense that God is robbed of his glory when we don't celebrate what he's doing in his work. We believe the bride of Christ is ready to respond, to pray and to give and to go. We are not satisfied to simply share the stories of others, but to play a role in the story ourselves.
Jason says the most recent story that grabbed his heart was an idle graveyard.
It occurred to me that perhaps thousands of people had bowed down in front of these broken pieces of cement and pottery, stone, wood even. Their cries had gone unheard.
Through their stories, Jason hopes you'll walk through the open door and get involved. Watch their Idle Graveyard video at our website. Next, if your Spanish is less than fluent, how do you communicate a vacation Bible school program to villages in Mexico? You train and equip church leaders. Jerome Richards explains that Moses Incorporated is offering a training conference for this very reason.
Then they, in turn, take that same material, and they go and reproduce it themselves and do things, and they take it farther south, even to remote islands off of Mexico.
Moses then launches a short-term trip to help. These trips have three gospel-related elements: training, practice, and relevance. This year's trip to Ensenada is July 8th through the 20th.
There's so many things that you can pray for just for the awakening. Pray for the churches that in turn go out to spread this Vacation Bible School, and they may touch up to 7,000 other individuals.
They're looking for two types of leaders, adult and student. Teams are forming now. Early registration for the trip ends May 1st. At missionnetworknews.org, we'll give you the link to get your application started. And a new kids show is joining the Sat7 lineup. The Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa is getting ready to unveil Bible Heroes. It's a live game show that introduces kids to characters from the Bible. Premiering next month, Bible Heroes will help God's Word come alive for kids in a region that's highly resistant to the gospel. Pray Bible Heroes gets a successful start. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders wants to help your child get a missions heart with a free 15-day children's prayer guide. Kids praying for kids around the world. Get yours free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.